Hey guys, this is Sultry doing Bell's Random Questions Questionnaire. It's been a while since I've been anywhere close to being active, and I figured this is a good way to kind of ease back into the whole thing. So I'm gonna get right into it. Question one, what do you think the way you walk says about you? The way I walk is varies from like day to day and mood, or basically how physically or mentally busy I am. So it's hard to really pinpoint that, but generally I would say confidence is like the best word to describe it. Question two. Which Dr. Seuss character would you be and why? Is this character like you or someone you aspire to be? I have to admit, I've never actually read anything of Dr. Seuss, mainly because it's almost unknown here in Germany. So, I remember watching The Grinch with Jim Carrey back in the day when it was released, but aside from that, I've never really had to do anything with Dr. Seuss books, movies, whatever. Question three. Do you like poetry? If so, do you have a favorite poet or poem? I love poetry. Always have, like, from early teen years on. But especially in that regard, my collection is 99.5% German. So I love it, but I can't really read anything to you guys. I'm sorry. Question four. Tell me a joke. Puns count. That thing about, you know, Germany is... my jokes and puns are 99.9% German. So I could have googled something, but that's kind of lame, so I'm just gonna leave it at that. Question 5. Pick your weapon of choice for zombie killing. So when you say zombie killing, I'm just gonna go with the basic principle: we're having a zombie apocalypse. I'd go for two weapons, actually, because one for long range, one for close range. You never know. Long range, I have to go with a crossbow, because you can get back the ammo, or you can reload it, and it doesn't take up that much space, and it's relatively easy to carry. For close range, I would go with a sword or an axe. Though I am leaning towards the axe, because it's more versatile. You can't just use it for hacking up shit, right? Multi-purpose tools, guys. Best thing you can do in a zombie apocalypse. Next question, number 6. How do you feel around large crowds of people? I guess as long as I don't actually have to find someone in them, and I don't have to, like, do something in front of them, I don't really care. The main thing that large crowds are to me is annoying and bothersome. Aside from that, it's just like, happens, I guess. Question 7. Describe a moment when you became aroused at an inappropriate time. How did you handle the situation? Let me think about that for a second. I think, like, the worst situation, especially because you can't just excuse yourself to do something about it, was at church. Yeah, at church. You know what you do when you get aroused at church? Nothing. You do absolutely nothing. You just sit there and do your best to listen and somehow distract yourself. Because anything else is just no. Just no. Next question. Number 8. Do you think anyone ever has a good first time, aka losing their virginity? If you're one of the mythical few, please tell me about it. Yeah. I'm not one of the few, and as Belle phrased it so on point, the mythical few, if it happens, it's super rare. So congratulations to those few in a million, I guess. Question 9. Robots or dinosaurs? I'm having a really hard time deciding here. And actually, why not both? Because think about it. Dinosaur robots and robot dinosaurs. That would be awesome. Also, it is not the same. In size, mechanics, and looks. Definitely not the same. And super cool. Question 10. If you're a mad scientist, what sort of mad scientist would you be? And what is your mad scientist name? I really like that question. So, I actually put some thought into it. At least the name. Because that was the one thing I couldn't, like, think about right on the spot when I first read through the questions. And I came up with the mad scientist name, Dr. Dagny Carlotta von Dunkelberg. Yeah, I'm kind of proud of that, to be honest. I like it. And the kind of mad scientist, I guess, I mean, there's so many different kinds of mad scientists that do interesting stuff that's, like, really hard to pick one. I mean, since I gave myself blue blood with the name, I'm gonna go all out super crazy, in a sense of, I'd go for world domination, but not just like with mad science, but you know what? Let's okay. World domination by way of using robot dinosaur toys and giving those to every kid in the world, and once every kid has one, then it's done. Because, of course, they all listen to my command. I mean, I'm a mad scientist, right? Next question. Have you ever met a famous person? If so, how did you react? I'm not sure if you can actually describe that as famous. I guess you can. I worked in a club for like 1.5 to 2 years on the side. And of course, after special events, the DJs would like hang out after the club closed and like for another drink until the cab came and whatnot. So if you like were cleaning up and shit, you got to hang around those people and kind of like talk to them about their music and about their tours and stuff, and that was really cool, because in the specific electronic genres, there were DJs who are quite famous, especially considering how small the city is that I live in, and they still played here. So yeah, that was always fun, because 90% also did music that I really liked, so that was a plus. Next question. There we are. Number 12. Tell me your favorite thing about fall. My favorite thing about fall. Crunching leaves. Like that's like the daily best thing about fall. Just the, I mean, you have trees everywhere, so there's always a chance to go away to wherever you want to go, where you can walk through some leaves that are still fresh and not completely trampled, so they still crunch a bit. Aside from that, I like the wind. I love the wind. I've yet to meet someone who likes windy weather as much as I do. And I just really love it. Taking walks, being outside, stuff like that. And of course, the quotes, general stuff, like, how pretty nature becomes one more time before the winter comes. And also, like, the fall is always the time where I get out my candles, because that's like the whole sitting down with a book and candles and just relaxing. Like, it's much more easygoing than summer in that sense, because in summer everyone wants to do something all the time, and so that's when people start to like slow down a bit more again, and I like that. Question 13. What's the biggest risk you've ever taken? There's like two ways. There's physical risk and there's emotional risk. And physical risk, the biggest I ever did was move to the other end of the country. Using up all my saved up money for paying for the move and not even have like any job prospects or offers or whatever in the city where I was going. That was kind of stupid. That was pretty stupid, to be honest. It didn't work out well either, but yeah, that was very risky. From the emotional aspect, telling someone you love them, especially when you're not sure if they feel the same or feel love to the same extent as you do. That's like the riskiest thing you can do emotionally. But I have to admit, I have yet to regret actually doing so, because personally, I feel living with the what-ifs is much worse than any possible outcome of actually doing so. So I would do it over again, any day, any time. Question 14. Do you have any irrational fears? I have to admit, I can't come up with an actual irrational fear. Like, the things I fear are, like, from the things I can think of off the top of my head, are all logically sound, I'd say. Like, financial fears and like health fears and whatnot, but like actual irrational stuff where other people go like, why are you afraid of that? I don't know. Like, the only thing that I can come up with right now is that. I sometimes still lay in my bed and wrap myself into the blanket like a sleeping bag because I still think of the monster under my bed, but that's like, it's rare, but it happens. Okay, next question. 15. Did you ever learn any pop culture dance crazes? If so, which dances can you do? No. I actually never really learned any dance of any sort whatsoever. Our music teacher in 7th grade made us learn the basic steps of the classic dances like the waltz and the cha-cha and stuff like that, and that's been many years. I just wanted to say the number. I'm not gonna do that. It's many years. I wish I could actually properly dance, but I can't. Where? Question 16. Do you like cheesy 80s movies? If so, do you have a favorite? Yes, I do. And my absolute favorite has to be The Princess Bride. But with a very close runner-up being The Breakfast Club. It's kind of the cliche movies in that regard, but yeah, they're the best. What can you say? Question 17. How do you feel about coffee? I can describe how I feel about coffee in one word. Yuck. I know. I've tried it, especially during exam phases, and I can't drink it. Like, I generally am not a big fan of bitter tastes, but I tried coffee with like 1/4 coffee and 3/4 milk in one cup with 2 spoons of sugar, and I still couldn't drink it because it's too bitter. So yeah, coffee to the coffee aficionados, enjoy, but no, not for me, thank you. Question 17. Question 18. Do you drink alcohol? If so, tell me about your favorite cocktail. Again, no. I don't like the taste of alcohol at all. I've tried quite a few things. The only thing I found out I can drink without like not liking it is Bailey's with milk. Yeah. So it's basically sweet milk. Yeah. So I rarely ever drink, and if I do, it's exactly that and nothing else. Yay. Question 19. Do an impression of your choosing. I can't do impressions. I'm sorry. I've tried in my teens, but I never really felt that I got to a point where it was good, I guess. So I stopped. Back in that time, I did do singing impressions of some pop stars and starlets, but I am so not going to do that. And you can't even make me, especially not get me drunk to do it. So, no, I am not going to do that. Question 20. Any last words? This was fun. It's a bit of a hassle because I have to do everything through my phone at the moment, but despite that, fun. And I'm looking forward to being back and being more active. And thank you, Belle, for the nice questions.